This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him. We see already these members of the Sanhedrin, the chief priests and the Pharisees, already see something in our Lord beyond what is normal. They almost believe in him, but they reject him just the same. He's performing many signs. They're recognizing he's performing all these miracles. So many people are following him. But now they're afraid everyone is going to follow him. And therefore then the Romans will come and destroy everyone. Remember, Judah, Israel was under Rome at that time. So they're afraid that they're about to be destroyed. Not that there should be anything to be afraid of. If they recognized fully that Jesus was also God, they knew, they would have known, they were well protected. They would have nothing to fear. Nor would they lose their positions or anything else. But they failed to see it all. And then comes the prophecy from Caiaphas, the high priest. One man should die for all of the nation. Rather than have the whole nation destroyed, let's just kill the one man. For us, it's what we might call, as at the Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday, calls the sin of Adam, the happy fault. Because, in fact, our Lord was killed for all of us. But it was our redemption, it was our salvation. You see, what seems to be a complete defeat is actually a great victory. And this is now what is being prophesied, as it were. So being overshadowed. This is what we're about to see. I should say foreshadowed. This is what we're about to now celebrate, actually, as we go into the most intense and part of the Lenten season. The most intense reflection on the very passion and death of our Lord. And the great victory that is. And thus, we praise God. We praise our Lord. We glorify. Well, God, it's the Father who glorifies him, but we can praise for him, be happy for him, as it were. Because, actually, for ourselves, because that's the great victory for us, if we will believe in him. But we must believe in him, you see. There's the prerequisite. We have to believe in him. We have to follow him. As our Lord had already told us many times throughout the gospel, we too have to be willing to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. And if we will, then indeed it is a great victory. Because it is nothing short of our very salvation. Our union with God in paradise. Let us then carry on, go forward now with this reflection. Even as we reflect on every detail of our Lord's passion, the very suffering and death of our Lord, which of course culminates in his resurrection from the dead. But let us reflect on that and say, hey, let's unite our own sufferings with his. Let us suffer for a little while longer. Once we reach eternity, we're going to look back and we'll say, that was nothing compared to the great reward, the great glory that remains for us for all eternity in paradise. Praise be Jesus and Mary.